Before we go, on the day of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, let's take a minute to reflect. Westminster Abbey might feel a long way away. London is, in fact, some 3,000 miles across the Atlantic. But we can still remember her here at home. As you may remember or have heard in the coverage since her passing, Queen Elizabeth actually visited Boston nearly 50 years ago. It was 1976. The United States was celebrating its 200th birthday, and the Queen helped mark the celebration with a visit to the city where it all started.
If Paul Revere, Samuel Adams, and other patriots could have known that one day a British monarch would stand beneath the balcony of the old State House, from which the Declaration of Independence was first read to the people of Boston, and be greeted by the mayor and others in such kind and generous words. Well, I think they would have been extremely surprised. But perhaps they would also have been pleased. Pleased to know that eventually we came together again as free peoples and friends, and defended together the very ideals for which the American Revolution was fought.
Former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, who was serving in his first term at the time, was with the Queen that day. We caught up with him just a few days ago, and we started by asking him to take us back to July 11th, 1976.
Well, it was an extraordinary day, in part because Massachusetts and New England were struggling badly during that period. Our economy was in terrible shape. We had widespread unemployment. People were down. And the Queen showed up on a remarkable day where 250,000 people came down to the Esplanade to see her and to be part of the festivities. And it's not that that visit by itself transformed things, but it was the start of a transformation.
What kind of transformation?
Boston and Massachusetts began to be proud again, to go to work together, to begin to build a better society, a better place. It wasn't overnight. Obviously, it took a long time, and we're still working on it. But it's hard to describe just how important that was to our morale, our perception of ourselves, and our ability to go to work and transform Massachusetts and New England into something we were proud of. Now, some interesting things happened on that day, which I'll be happy to talk about.
Tell me.
Kitty and I and Kevin and Catherine White, the mayor and his wife, were down there with lots of people early in the morning. The royal yacht had come down from Canada, and when we arrived, it was at the dock, and we all waited expectantly, not having any real sense of what was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, there she was on the top deck, looking down, big crowd, big cheers. But the gangplank that came from the upper deck to the dock was really quite steep. And without any help for anybody else, she stepped out onto that gangplank, which happened to have some carpeting, but apparently was slippery. And she began sliding down the gangplank on short heels. And coming straight at me.
Coming straight at you.
Straight at me. And the one thing we had been told in being briefed about her visit, which was repeated over and over again, was never touch her. Don't take her by the hand. Don't take her by the elbow. Don't seek to guide her. Don't touch her.
Goodness. And now she's barreling at you.
Well, here I am. And she's sliding down the gangplank at me.
Did you break into a sweat?
I'm not sure I broke into a sweat, but I wasn't going to let her fall. Fortunately, she came down the gangplank, sliding on her heels, hit the ground, hit the deck with a bump, but didn't fall, and very politely said, "Good morning." It was quite a welcome and an entry.
It feels iconic, Governor.
I want to tell you. And then we had a wonderful, wonderful day. But I'll never forget her coming down that gangplank and my sitting there saying, "What do you do now, Dukakis?"
You know, we have some pictures on the WBUR website at WBUR.org from the visit. They are compelling. They are striking. One really stuck out to me, Governor. So you've got the troops of the 10th Regiment of Foot, which is a historically recreated infantry unit, portraying the British Army as they were 1775 America. Behind them, you've got 1976 America. You've got a huge group of current-day demonstrators, protesters. They've got signs. They look angry. They're protesting the Queen's visit. The signs say things like, the Queen's soldiers murder Irish people and England, get out of Ireland now. Do you remember that protest energy, and how do you remember that?
I do indeed, although they were physically somewhat away from where we were. Not a lot, but they weren't, 5 feet or 10 feet or 25 feet from us. And one of their particularly active members was a state representative from Somerville named Marie Howe, who was very, very strongly pro-Irish. And the one thing I remember Elizabeth saying was when they were demonstrating and making some noise, Elizabeth said, "Some people never forget anything," which I thought was a little tough on these folks. But I remember that distinctly.
That's so striking, because I'm sure you know that now in her passing, it has sparked a new conversation, both about the British monarchy and about the imperialist and colonialist history and how to mark her passing, giving all the things that she stood for as a queen. I just would love your reaction to that, your thoughts about that.
Well, I remember the day particularly because it was so transforming in so many ways. It really was. And really did mark a kind of new beginning for Boston. And then, of course, inspired by that, a lot of us got into it and began to go to work and do everything we could to transform this place in a very public way. But it's ironic, isn't it, that it was the Queen of England, who had a lot to do with that and helped us in a very real sense to get started on a new path.
It's so ironic, given that there are those in some countries around the world right now who feel the Queen kept them on an old path, stood for an old path. Do you see that kind of power in the British monarchy today in 2022?
No, I don't. And it'll be interesting to see what happens now that she's gone and Charles has taken over. But my sense is that there will be some significant movement, and I suspect members of the Commonwealth that will no longer continue to be part of the Commonwealth and will leave and become independent republics.
Governor, chalk this next question up to "I simply can't resist" while I have you. So we've been talking about your time with the Queen, your first term as governor, 1976, when your first term is 74 to 78. You go on to serve again in the 80s. And I'm thinking about the conversations you and I have had in the past about your passion for public transit and your focus on it at the time and now. Yeah, there we go. So let's go back to 76. If I told you that 1976, Michael Dukakis, where we are with the T right now here in Massachusetts, would you have believed it?
No. We worked, and I mean all of us worked very hard to get the T back on track, if you'll pardon the pun, and to give this city and this state a first-class public transportation system. And I think by the time I left office, that's exactly what we had. And to see what's been going on lately, I wasn't on that Green Line car that burst into flames the other day, but I mean, this is just appalling. And my hope is that a new governor will go to work on this just as hard as she possibly can and give us the kind of public transportation system that we need and deserve and will support. I mean, this is a transit town.
And do you believe all the raw materials are there to do it, Governor Dukakis? The money, the will, the technical capacity, the human resources, do we have all the building blocks?
Sure, certainly do. I have no doubt about it. And a public that will support it. I mean, it's not that we don't have money these days, but we have 650 defective bridges in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Can you believe that? It's embarrassing to drive around the state. Hold a transit for a second. Just drive around the state and drive along highways that are covered with graffiti and bridges that are rusting. I mean, this is... what's the matter with us?
How did we get here?
Well, I'll leave that to others, but what I'm particularly interested in, and I hope people of the state are interested in, is a major effort to give us a first-class public transportation system.
That was former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis sharing some of his memories from Queen Elizabeth's trip to Boston back in July of 1976.